Not one, but two cowboys in studio today, Cliffo. We're very lucky to have Felty. I like the slogan for your podcast that you can check out on Listener. What is it? Number two on the field, number one in our hearts?
That's correct.
Who came up with that?
Oh, I don't know. I think I did.
You did.
Of course he did. And Jermaine Tanoa Brown joining us as well. Good morning. First time on the show.
Yeah, morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
How's the week been, boys?
Yeah, not too bad so far. We sort of just did our review and that on Monday, and then now we're looking forward to this weekend's game. So,
are your reviews always that little bit longer coming off the back of a loss?
Yeah, just a little bit, but you know, we got through it all right, and we just flushed that and move on and take our learnings from it. And yeah,
look forward to this. The great thing about footy is you always got next week.
Yes,
so happy about that.
I have a question, because the game against the Broncos Friday last week was a wet one. Do you particularly like that or dislike those a bit more? How do you feel like you guys work as a team when it rains?
Being a winger, I hate it.
Yeah.
You've got to catch a footy in the rain.
It's slipping and sliding about.
But I think it's worse playing when it's really humid and hot, because the ball's way more slippery with sweat.
Oh,
with
true.
The rain, right. The rain's, I don't know, it's different. It feels like the rain gives a little bit more grip compared to sweat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a good question, Bronte. I actually think you guys these days have it lucky, because your jerseys are pretty skin tight. Mm. And I don't know what they're made out of, but... back in the old days, they used to be these heavy cotton thing, like in the
Ruggers.
80s and 90s.
Three-quarter sleeve.
Yeah. Like, that'd weigh you down, mate. Like, you'd feel like you jumped in the pool with all your clothes on or something.
Yeah, I've seen snippets of it. Obviously, you watch footy back from the 80s. And
it was a different game back then.
Yeah, they used the old pigskin. We're lucky now the ball's got a bit more grip on it, but... Yeah, had laces back then. We don't have laces on our footy anymore, so it's pretty cool.
The other thing we want to talk to you about, Jermaine, you're known for your work on the footy field, but you're also known for your work behind the microphone as well too. You're an equally talented musician as you are footballer. Do you mind if we've gone on your Instagram, do you mind if we play a little bit of your music?
That's all good.
Is that okay? Good.
What name do you perform under?
Young Maney. Young Maney's the name.
Shout Young Maney. All right, have a listen. This is Jermaine performing.
Hey, I was trying to get it. I got it. Like, what's next? A seventh letter. My followers know that I turn heads. We're getting better with time. They want, but I never stress. Accumulating these dollars. I'm Nike. I make checks. Know that I'm doing more when you hear from my brother. List. They don't want to applaud, but all I want is
How long have you been doing it for?
I've always sort of loved music growing up. Probably wasn't until high school where I started to muck around with my mates, like trying to write raps and... you know, make some tracks here and there. But then it's probably the last few years, the last 3 or 4 years, I've sort of dived deeper into it and, yeah, made my own tracks and, you know, people like it and enjoy it. So
we love it in the gym.
Yeah,
we ran with blast it.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Good,
so. Well, it's good. I like the beat and everything. You've come up with everything from lyrics to music and all of that?
Yeah, so the beats usually I get off producers and that online and that.
Yeah.
I can make my own beats, but usually I get them online, but everything else I do myself. So.
Awesome. I'm the same.
Yeah.
I prefer to get my
do
beats.
You? Yeah, you've
online.
Always said that.
I could do my own beats.
I know, but
get
you're
them
so
online.
Busy.
We had a listener to the show, Daryl, who actually performed a bit of a song on our show for the Cowboys. So we thought, you being a muso, we could play it back to you and get your thoughts.
Yeah.
Tommy is the cowboy. He's tough as the raging bull, because he wanted to play. So to his doctor, he'd say, I don't need that testicle.
I don't.
Young Maney, any thoughts?
That's cool.
It's good?
Yeah. That's cool. Like
you
the
might
lyrics
sample
and
it.
Good, yeah. I could see it on like a country style sort of beat.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
What about you, Felty?
Yeah, any thoughts,
like if
feelings?
You're on The Voice with your big red chair, be spinning around for that?
Definitely press a button.
An eject button, probably. So the Warriors this weekend, Jermaine, you debuted with them. What is that like going up against a team that you have jumped across the ditch from?
Yeah, so it's always good to go up against the old club. You know, I've still got a few mates in there, so... It's always good when you can try get one up on them. You know, last year, you know, we got up over them. So hopefully do the same this year. But
nice.
It's always good, you know, versus your old club.
That's good, man. Well, it's happening this Saturday afternoon. It's a 4:30 p.m. kickoff, Cowboys versus the Warriors. The musical stylings of one Kyle Felt next week on the show, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll get you in and get you to do a song.
Have you got a name?
Yeah, what's your stage name?
Oh, no, leave with me.
You got a week.
Yeah,
you got a week.
God. I'll come back. I'm
as
normally
a musician.
With like the Felty button is Traeger, so might figure something.
He's got other skills. Number two on the field, number one in our hearts.
That's it, don't forget it.
Kyle Felt and Jermaine Tanoa Brown from the Cowboys. Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you.